From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. An Alabama Principles parody of MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This now has more than 5 million views on YouTube. Quentin Lee is the principal of Childersburg High School. He posted the video last week, putting a spin on the serious precautions students and staff have to take as COVID-19 threatens the start of the school year. Lee tells me his goal wasn't to go viral. It was simply a way to welcome students back.
I wanted to do something fun and engaging, not to make light of the situation that we're going on, because we definitely know it's extremely serious, but to just try to help spread some joy and some cheer. As you know, with everything that's going on with the pandemic and then all the social injustices that are going on in the world, I just want to try to see if we could do something that would allow people to come together and smile in unity, just to experience joy together. And thankfully, this video was able to do just that.
And throughout the video, you're walking around the school, popping up out of nowhere sometimes, and telling students in your best MC Hammer voice, "Can't touch this."
I told you, students,
you can't touch this.
You better pull that mask up.
You can't touch this.
It's the CDC, not me.
You can't touch this.
Hey, go wash your hands.
What's the plan for Childersburg High School? Will there be in-person learning? And if so, talk about some of the safety guidelines.
So we are a part of Talladega County Schools, and so we do have two options for the students. They can either pick to be all virtual, or they can come to school with face-to-face instruction. Under the current model, we'll be returning to a blended model, which means that 50% capacity will be used at all times with students on campus. So students will come either 2 to 3 days per week based upon the group that they're in. And that's going to give us really an opportunity to help ensure their safety with the physical distancing and to provide small group instruction to really try to close many of the gaps that may have been formed.
Now, most rappers would never reveal this, but you're a principal, so I feel pretty comfortable asking. Did you have a ghostwriter, or did you come up with the lyrics yourself for this parody?
I came up with the lyrics myself. No ghostwriter here.
What? Dr. Lee has bars?
Well, I just came to my memories. I had a student that was rapping one time on his computer, and it sent off an alert. And so I sent him a rap back, and he started laughing. But yes, just being creative and just really the opportunity to share with kids. And I have several students that have made rap videos and that rap, and I talk to them all the time. I'm not a quote-unquote rapper, but I do like to write music. I do like to write and just to help inspire others.
Now, as you know, many parents, students, and some teachers have anxiety about the return to school amid the coronavirus pandemic. Your video kind of lightens the load. Was that your intent?
It was. It was to show parents that, hey, school is definitely still that safe place for your child. We're doing everything that we can. There's no way to be 100% sure on anything, especially with this pandemic and how things are changing so rapidly. However, we are putting those parameters in place to try to help ensure their safety the best way that we possibly can. But we can't forget about the social-emotional side of this piece for the students that are in these schools.
Absolutely. I can't end this interview without calling out your dance moves, but I'm sure you've gained some cool points from your students, and I know MC Hammer has to be proud. Was this a choreography that you had to learn, or have you been doing the Running Man since the 90s?
I've been doing the Running Man since the 90s. That is my go-to dance. But watching the video, of course, they dance completely different than what's in videos these days. And with my students, I wanted to do some of the choreography. There's three students in the video, and I told the young guy, Zay, I said, hey, I need you to dance. And he told me there was 0% chance of him dancing. So he did not dance. But the two young ladies, Anaya and Jaden, were all in 100%. I taught them the routine. I said, we're not going to do the full routine, just enough to make it look like we're doing the routine. But it was fun. Dancing is just a part of life. I think that it makes everyone feel better. Even if you can't dance, at least get out there and move something. But just another way to express ourselves and to help bring joy to others.
Dr. Lee, thanks for joining me, and good luck this school year.
Thank you so much.